Welcome to the WABE Medical Minute. I'm Jim Burris here with Dr. Ford Vox, WABE's medical analyst. You know, Dr. Vox, we've heard a lot about the high cost of the EpiPen. And one of the main reasons folks need EpiPens, severe allergies, right?
Yeah, food allergies in particular. You know, people who carry EpiPens might be allergic to things like bee stings as well, but the majority do have food allergies. Of those, you know, peanut butter allergies are some of the most common ones to cause life-threatening anaphylactic reactions.
What kind of numbers are we talking about here?
You know, upwards of 10% of everybody have some sort of food allergy of some kind, of some degree, and about 3% of people specifically have a nut allergy of some kind. That rate is definitely increasing. In fact, in the past two decades, the numbers have doubled. Peanut allergies and the severe reactions that they provoke seem to be relatively new phenomena.
What's going on then? Do we know why the increase?
You know, that is one of a whole litany of very basic questions that we really don't have a good answer to.
Just one. So what else don't we know?
You know, once you diagnose someone with nut allergies, a thorough report might specify a list of nuts, some of which your body reacts to and some of which it doesn't. But should you eat the nuts that seem okay on the testing? Or could that provoke forming an allergy? You know, sometimes the testing shows that you're actually allergic to nuts that you're eating and you didn't think that you had a problem with. So should you stop eating those nuts? Might your body's low-level allergic reaction, you know, keep getting worse to the point that you become symptomatic? On the other hand, some people argue that you should keep eating those nuts to desensitize yourself.
Sounds like there are quite a few unknowns.
Yeah, and every theory has its problems. I'm partial to the idea that early exposure is vital, but that's challenged by the fact that while peanut allergies are rarer in Israel, where nuts are introduced into the diet very early, they're also lower in Siberia, where kids don't eat nuts.
So peanut and other nut allergies are on the increase, and we have a lot of basic questions about how to respond to them. Well, are the treatments getting any better than just kind of injecting yourself with this EpiPen?
Yeah, I mean, that's the situation you definitely want to avoid, that severe anaphylactic reaction that can cut off your breathing and be deadly. The majority of people with food allergies and even nut allergies don't have reactions that severe, fortunately, but you never know quite for sure if and when your reaction could rise to that level.
So then explain to me what a milder food allergy reaction looks like.
You might start getting a rash, itchy skin, itchy eyes, get hives. You could start wheezing, get stomach pain, even vomit. And that's at the milder end. It's a spectrum, and symptoms could progress up to the point of your blood pressure dropping, swelling in the throat and voice box that could cut off breathing. That's anaphylaxis. But to answer your earlier question, yes, the treatment prospects are slowly becoming brighter.
And I understand the latest option isn't a needle or a pen, but it's a patch.
Yeah, so the patch under testing now, it's called the Viaskin Peanut Patch, and it's passed initial safety trials. It's going to be moving on to a large trial designed to earn FDA approval. We could see it on the market in a few years. This patch has a peanut protein in it, and that provokes immune system cells in the skin called dendritic cells to engulf pieces of the protein, and then they travel up to your lymph nodes, and they show it to other kinds of cells called T cells, and those cells in turn can tell the rest of your immune system not to overreact to the peanut protein.
If you wear this patch and you've got a peanut allergy, that's not going to be very comfortable, is it?
It may not be. It can irritate the skin where you place the patch. And that's really part of what's being tested in the experiments. You know, how bad is that reaction? Can people tolerate it and so on? You do start out with very low dose patches and gradually build up. In the experiment just completed, people gradually built up tolerance to wearing the patch the whole day and changed it out to a new patch every day for a year. And, you know, everybody in this study who completed the treatment, they did have an allergic response when eating peanut protein at the beginning of the study, and they still did a year later. But the point was to be able to consume significantly more peanut before having a reaction. So the patch does work on kids 11 and younger. It doesn't help teens and young adults. But for kids, 59% of those using the low-dose patch and 66% of those using the high-dose patch could actually eat 10 times more peanut protein before having a reaction.
Some good news for children living with peanut allergies, assuming they like peanuts.
Assuming, yeah.
Thanks, Dr. Vox. We'll see you next week.
All right.